Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shir sponsor, and the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding a Pesachim Daf Lamedei in the Oiz V'Ador edition, Perek Revi towards the end of Halacha Tes, starting Daf Lamedala with base, three lines from the bottom. The Gemara just mentioned a story of Tzedakov giving to Anim, and someone gave more than he had to. So the Gemara, Chazman Tzeruchim Rabbanon Nidvo. Once, Rabbanon Niten Anadov and Nid Tzedakov, they were collecting for some Tzedakov. So they sent Rabbi Akiva and someone with him to go collect. Also by mail legabei, they wanted to go into the person we just mentioned before, whose name is called Ben Meviyain. They wanted to come and collect money. They hear the young person who works for him, Amarlei, telling him, we're holding the flamadheim with Aleph. Manizban loch yom din, what should I purchase you today? Which food? Amarlei, chuk simon. Chuk simon is a simple vegetable. Loimin yomid, not even a fresh one from today. Elamin de tomoil do komish vizolil. Get the one from yesterday, which is already dry and cheap. So give me cheap food. So they understood that means he's probably in a difficult position and he's not going to be able to give it to Daka. Shovkul neiva ozlomnoin. So they left him and went to other people to collect money. Min de zochun kolam oslegabe. Once they collected from all the entire town, so now they came to his house. Why didn't you come to me like you usually did? You usually come to me first. Why are you coming to me last? We really came. We heard the voice of the child. What should I buy for you today? And you told him, you should buy this vegetable. Not from today, not fresh. Because I want the one which is not so fresh and it's cheaper. You know what's between me and this kid that works for me. Do you know what's between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Meaning what he's trying to say is I have a lot of money, I have plenty. But for me, I want to buy the cheapest thing so I can give more money to Tzedakah. So he said, listen, even though you didn't come to me first, but go to my wife and she will give you money for Tzedakah. She'll give you chadmodai de dinarim. She'll give you one measurement of dinarim. In other words, I'm telling her to give you this measurement. Hazun v'amulos, I came to the wife and said, he told us that you should give us a measurement of dinarim. Amulon ma omer lechon, gadil or mochuk. Gadul means godush, which means piled up, and mochuk means flat. So when I fill up the measurement, should it be flat or should it be piled up on top? Is it more money or less? He didn't tell us exactly, he just gave a measurement. I'm going to give you it piled, more money. Even that's what he said, so I'm doing exactly what he said. If he didn't say that, and he will be upset with me. So this extra money I'm giving you for my ksuva. The ksuva that I'm owed, I'm giving you that for me. I'll give you a little bit more money if that's not what his intention was. When her husband heard how much she's a tzaddikis to give tzedakah, he doubled her ksuva. With this, we conclude the fourth parak of Masechet Pesachim, Hadron Lach Perek Markov Shenagu, Hadron Lach Perek Markov Shenagu, starting the fifth parak of the Masechta. So the Mishnah, Tomi Nishchad B'Shmoinu Mechza V'Kor B'Teishu Mechza. Korban Tomi, every single day, the korban that came towards the evening would be shechted in the 8.5 hour of the day, and it would be Nikro, be gone to Mizbeach, in the 9.5 hour. We'll see in the Gemara why specifically that time. Erev Pesachim, when it was Erev Pesach, so now you have to still do Korban Pesach, and people have to be busy with Korban Pesach for all Am Yisrael. So then Nishcha B'Shevu Mechza V'Korban B'Shvoyim Mechza, they used to make it one hour earlier. They would do Korban HaTovid in 7.5 hours, and the HaKrov in 8.5. Bein B'Chol V'Mi Shabbos, regardless if it was a weekday or Shabbos. But Erev Pesach happened in Erev Shabbos, and now you need to finish everything before Shabbos comes in. Nishchad b'shesh u'mechza, then you did korban atomid, and the 6.5 hour of the day, v'kor b'sheva u'mechza, and the korban was sheva mechza. In other words, you made it 2 hours earlier for the Pesach achrav, and after that you bar korban Pesach. It says the Gemara, nishchad v'chulei, k'siv, the Gemara brings a pasuk. It says in the pasuk, v'zeh asher ta'aseh al ha'mizbeach. The pasuk speaks about korban atomit. You have korban in the boiker, and you have a korban that comes in the evening. It says in the pasuk, you have two korbanos. Maybe it means you bring two in the morning, two in the evening. Only one of them you do in the morning, and only one of them you do in the evening. Okay? So the morning one you do as early as possible in the morning, and the evening one you'll do as late as possible in the evening. Talmud Leimar Bein Arbaim. It doesn't say Erev, it says Bein Arbaim. Nemar Kam Bein Arbaim by Talmud. Nemar Lalam Bein Arbaim by Pesach. Ma Bein Arbaim Shemar Lalam Mishesh Shos Velaholon. It has to be earlier because you can't do Korbanos Pesach with the entire Am Yisrael so late in the day. It has to be, means it's starting ready from the afternoon hours. Bein Arbaim Shemar Kam Mishesh Shos Velaholon. It's also here, it means from the 6 hours onwards, in other words, in the afternoon hours. Says the one, Machamis Meir Bein Arbaim Mishesh Shos Velaholon. How do we know it's from 6 hours onwards? Maybe it means a little later. We don't have a clear raya. We have a zeichel, meaning the pasuk refers to something else, and from there we can learn it. It says in the pasuk, "Oylono kifono ayoyim," the day passed, ki notu tzalalei erev. We're starting to have the shadow of the evening, which means when do you start having the shadow of the evening? In the middle of the day, the sun is on top of the head of everybody. There's no, the shadow is right below. But when the sun starts going towards the west, then you're starting to have the shadow of the evening. Which means right after midday, right after noon. So says the Gemara of Lamedan with base, my erev shenemar leolon mishesh shos v'lamal. The same way that the erev we see from this psukim, it's talking about it's not so late, and we know it means already from the afternoon. Erev shenemar kam mishesh shos v'lamal. And so also here, the korban atomic starts, the time of the korban atomic can start from the 6 hours onwards. Says the Gemara, v'yekosh mishesh shos v'lamal. So okay, so you should be able to be korban atomic starting from the end of the 6 hour. Meaning right after midday. Why do you say it have to be 6 and a half? And the Gemara does not answer this question. The Gemara in the Bavli brings this question as well and answers it. Continues the Gemara to explain why in a regular day we don't do Korban HaTorban earlier, but we do it in the 8th and a half hour, we do the Shechito, and the 9th and a half hour, we do the Akrovo. Shubin Levi Omer Ben Arbaim Ketzer. When he says Ben Arbaim, how do you explain it? Chalik Ben Arbaim, divide the afternoon. ותן לו שתי שעות ומחצה לפונוב, ושתי שעות ומחצה לאחרוב, ושעה אחת לעיסוקוי. So if you take the afternoon, which is 6 hours, take 2.5 hours in the beginning, 2.5 hours in the end, you're left with 1 hour in the middle to be oisik with korban atomit. So that's when korban atomit is nikrav in the end of that hour, which means 9.5 hours of the day. So the one of you, see, shovak Reb Shubin Levi ratio of Omer Soifa. What Reb Shubin Levi said is really a braiso. But Reb Shubin Levi is only quoting the end of the braiso. But there's the beginning of the braiso too. The lachen, which really means the loichen, isn't it? Ke adod atayin al-di braiso. It says the following. Chanarim b'yudu oimer, shumayani ben arbaim. The pasuk of Pesach says ben arbaim. Does ben arbaim mean ben arbaim, ben arvosh l'arbos, or ben arvosh l'chemishosor? Between the two evenings. So it means between the evening of the 14th and the evening of the 15th, you should bring the Korban Pesach. Maybe it means day and night, so you can bring between the two evenings, means the entire night, the entire day. Tomud loyim ayoyim. It says in the pasuk clearly day. Abba also yoyim lachoydish. Keshehu oyim ayoyim yotza laila. So you have to exclude the night. Yoyim yichol b'shtei shoz b'yoyim. Maybe you could do it in the morning. Tomud loyim b'erev. The pasuk says clearly b'erev. Asher tizbach b'erev. Yi b'erev yichol mishitech shach. Maybe we wait till the end of the evening. Tomud loyim b'ein arbaim. Ha keitzara, you explain it. Chaloik bin arbaim v'ten shtei shos u'mechza lefonov, v'shtei shos u'mechza l'achorov. You take the afternoon and split, as we said before, 2.5 hours in the beginning, 2.5 hours in the end. Shoh achas le'isukur, 1 hour in the middle. Nitzis ha'ima sh'atomit kor v'tei shos u'mechza. So that's the term is kor in the 9.5 hours. In other words, that's what Reb Shubin Levi said, but he did not bring the beginning of this braiso. Homa b'yisi adod teima le'mitzah. That's the mitzah to do it at that time. Aval ikuv, but for ikuv hadohi, we learn the following: Tani shachto kodim chatzois, kodim lechatzois pasul. If you did it before chatzois, before midday, it's pasul. La'achah chatzos miyad kosher. If you did it right after chatzois, it's kosher. And even kodim letomit kosher, because these pesukim are talking about korban pesach. Just we learn tomit from korban pesach, but in korban pesach itself, if it was before korban atomit, it will be b'diavad kosher. So the more v'yemer afishach is ken. Why don't we say the same thing in the morning? That it should not be carved so early, but just divide the morning into two halves and do it in the middle. And says the Gemara, "Ochoksi ben arbaim isa meim atamar bein apkorim." Here we have the pasuk says bein arbaim, tell you in the middle, but there it doesn't say bein apkorim to tell you in the middle of the morning. So that's why tomut sheshachar lechatchila should be earlier. Now the Yerushalmi here brings something which is not so regular. The Yerushalmi is really quoting a Gemara in Maseches Brachos. It's a very long Gemara in Maseches Brachos. So the one who wrote it just put it in short, just brought the beginning and the end, as we'll see right now. Reb Shubin Levi Omar, Tfilois Me'ovois Lomdu. referring to a famous sugya, Maseches Brachos, the why do we have tefillah? Is because we're learning from the Avos, or can I get tmidim tikrum? So it's a whole sugya over there. And the line in the brackets, the way you open up it, is karsinan sham, we have the gears over there, the entire sugya, and until the end of the sugya, we wrote that the end of the words of the sugya over there is, ava pichen lo hoyuridu oiso migdulu asoy, they didn't take him down from his gdulo, eliminu oiso av beizdin, that's how the sugya ends, they didn't take him from his gdulo, left him as av beizdin. And the reason the Gemara is bringing this is because during the sugya, the Gemara asks, we have over here certain times that we bring korban atomid, but we say you could have a mincha the whole afternoon. So if the mincha is keneged tomid, so it should be the time when korban atomid was being nikrav. And the Gemara there in Brachos answers that because there's another thing that happens in the afternoon, which is ketoiris. And the ketoiris happens at a certain time in the afternoon, that's why we have mincha ketan at a certain time, which not necessarily corresponds to korban atomi. That's why Rav Chaim brings it in the sugya. The korban ha'edo and the pnei moshe, they have a little different girsa. And what they're bringing is that our Gemara that says the korban atomi has certain times, while we hold the mincha could be the entire afternoon, because we hold that mincha is keneged ovo, it's not keneged tmidim. If it's keneged ovo, it could be the whole afternoon. But if it would be keneged tmidim, and echnami would be very restricted like korban atomi, it should come in a certain time. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Pesachim, Daf Lamed Hei.